Welcome back to Rosie on the House. I almost want to sing that.
Yeah, baby.
So, if you don't, we're down to our last half hour for this Saturday. If you're not going to be able to have time to get to us, you can always text us right now or email us during the week at info@rosieonthehouse.com, and we'll make every effort to answer your questions. Hey, you know, lots of times when we're on air and someone has a question, you answer it, we get people with follow-up. Pat called about that tar on the back of the block wall.
Yeah,
a planter.
They removed that planter, and it was all waterproofed back there, and that asphalt black emulsion stuff.
Apparently, Pat works with that asphalt emulsion stuff every day and gets it on his shoes and stuff. And he says one thing that works really well is like a citrus degreaser you would buy at any hardware store, and put that on there, and a little scrub brush should take it right off. So that might be one tip to try.
I have had that work pretty well, but boy, I don't know about on masonry, but it's definitely worth a try. Mm-hmm. We're going to call that homeowner that had that question earlier in the show and give him that tip, and we'll find out. And Pat says he does it all the time, so there you go.
So thank you, Pat.
Yeah, thank you, Pat. Thank you all of you that call in. It's really a lot of times what makes us look so smart, that really we just collect a lot of information, and the website, rosieonthehouse.com, is like this massive encyclopedia for Arizona home ownership, and it's absolutely free. So use it, rosieonthehouse.com. Let's go to Ken, who actually has a call and a question on topic, and then we've got Matt and Christina. Good morning, Ken. How can we help you, my friend?
Okay. I live in Rio Rico. My yard is one of these things where I've got the little fine rock, whatever, you know. And to get ahead of the annual here come the weeds, I typically in the past have used a thing called Ground Clear, and I've sprayed it only when it gets up, you know, maybe an inch or two, because I've been told that the plant wouldn't suck the poison down into the ground and kill any other seeds. And then my other friends at my coffee clutch says, no, you want to go buy the powder, and they got this thing you crank and it spreads the powder around, and then when it rains, it will go down better. Do you have a recommendation on spray or granular or whatever, you know, the stuff that you use to put in your yard to get rid of this?
Well, you're
in summer weeds.
You're treating the weed after it sprouts and doing it with a systemic killer. Your friend is recommending get the granular down there before it rains next time. And that's a pre-emergent that actually creates a barrier in your yard that the seeds that are there can't sprout. So it stops the weed before it even starts. And it is a huge time saver, Ken. You spread the Thanksgiving and Christmas before the winter rains, and then do it again about May or June before the monsoon season. And just doing that twice a year, your yard's going to be weed-free. Now, that's a little contrary to our topic today of organic completely.
Well, the other issue with that is if you do that, you can't grow anything. It's not just the
weeds.
That's
a good point.
So if you like the African daisies, are you wanting in kind of wildflowers or other things? So you cannot use that where you want to grow things. If you have just a great big massive yard and you're wanting to waylay those weeds, that's a great way to go.
And if it's not a big yard and we're not dealing with a lot of weeds, I'm telling you, I joke a little bit about fire, but they make the Flame Dragon flamethrower that connects to a propane bottle, and all you have to do is light it, and you do it standing up. It's on a long handle. All you have to do is expose that little sprouting weed to 2 or 3 seconds of the flame. You don't have to burn it into the ground. Just, it's more fun that way.
Yeah. I was going to say, I sense that's the way you do it.
All you have to do is expose. So, I mean, you light this propane contraption, you walk around and just pass it over the weeds there. It's a perfectly organic way to take
100%,
care of weed control.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. See, I can do organics.
Yeah, fire. Do you want to hit a few of Emily Heller's points?
And then we'll get to Matt and Christina.
All right. So she has some really great tips. One thing she says about pests in your yard, in your garden, all you can do is manage them. You can't really control them. There are more bugs than there are people, and they're just going to be there. And there are good pests, and then they're good bugs, and then there's pests, right? So one of the ways that's pretty practical is that you just time your plants. You plant with early, like early bird tomatoes, anything that comes early, because then you get ahead of the bug season. For instance, like squash and melon, some of the things that attract a lot of bugs, tomatoes, you do the early varieties and you beat the bugs out. Another thing would be to always plant flowers that produce nectar and pollen, like calendula, cosmos, zinnia, most sunflowers. That brings in the good bugs. And the reason they're good is because they're predators of the bad bugs. They eat those little soft aphids and things.
What's the name of that one bug she said is a good bug?
Assassin bug.
And that's the name of it.
That's the name of that bug.
Assassin bug.
Mm-hmm.
That's a bad dude right there,
man. That's a bad dude. Another thing you can do is just learn to identify the good bugs so that you don't try to get rid of them. That would be the green lace wings. Look just like they sound. Assassin bugs, the spiders, and praying mantis, they're all your friends.
You can buy ladybugs and praying mantises and let them loose in your garden.
Now, Romy gave some tips last week. You don't just open the whole container and let them out.
That's right.
That's right. So you just wasted your money. They just fly right off. So you that takes a little planning. You know, and that's kind of the key to this whole thing. It's not easy. You have to learn. It takes education. The extension services have great photographs of the good bugs, the bad bugs, the different stages of the bugs. And if you're trying to get rid of something, you get rid of it one way when it's larva and one way when it's fully developed. There is a lot to it.
If you want to know why organic produce costs a little bit more, study what it takes to be certified organic. It's a lot of work.
Farmer Russo with the carrots was in a couple weeks ago.
Will Russo. Russo Farms.
Takes 3 years to get that field declared pest chemical-free and organic certified. So that's why it costs more. There has to be demand there, so we have to be willing to pay for that.
These are all the tips we're covering from our e-newsletter that you can get. It went out in Thursday's email news. We send it out every Thursday about noon. And you can subscribe to the newsletter by going to rosieonthehouse.com. Let's get to Matt. I feel sorry for Matt. He's been so patient waiting here, and then we'll get back to a couple more points.
Okay, sounds good. Hey, Matt.
Hey, good morning. Guys, don't feel sorry for me. You guys take my calls all the time, and Rosie, you've only one time given me bum information. So
What was it about?
I called about a month ago asking about removing ceramic tile from a wood subfloor versus a concrete subfloor. And you said if I didn't like the concrete, I would hate the wood subfloor. And I actually enjoyed pulling it up off the wood subfloor.
Did you?
Now, I want to tell you, Matt is he's also got an alias name. This is the Renaissance Dad. And he's a prolific writer, just a great guy. Matt and I are friends. And if you want to see one of his blogs, go to the front page of Rosie on the House. And it's the one about termites, I think we put up there, Matt.
Okay.
But, you know, just so people can kind
termites,
of get a flavor.
A Metaphor for Life.
Yeah.
By Renaissance Dad.
And his effort to rid, you are such a prolific DIYer. He tries everything you tell him, Rosie. I'm sure his wife is probably not real crazy about you.
Well, and I think, Rosie, you and I are cut from the same cloth. I have way too many projects in the works. That's actually what I'm calling about. So I'm in the middle of an 8-month flooring project.
Okay.
But I got a line on some new interior doors that I got for my wife for her birthday. So, you know, now I want to replace all the doors and just stop the flooring.
Okay.
But the new doors that I got all are routed out for 3 hinges. And all of my current doors only have the 2 hinges.
Okay.
So either way, either I'm going to need to patch on the doors where the third hinge is or route out on the door frame where route out for a third hinge. But I'm just wondering what's the difference on an interior door versus, you know, 3 hinges versus 2 hinges. And is it worth buying the extra hinges or are they really necessary?
All right. I'm going to clue you in on some real key verbiage to make you sound like a real pro. Two hinges are called a pair. 3 hinges are called a pair and a half. So you have pair and a half interior door leafs, and you have pair pre-mortised jams. Huh. You already sound smart, right?
Okay. I do.
Now, Matt, we go to pair and a half when the door is 1¾ inches or solid core or heavier than a typical hollow core masonite slab door. These doors you bought for your wife's birthday. That's an awesome gift.
Hey, Matt, check out the auction site.
I have, and I would be bidding on more things if I didn't have to wait a month, because then you know, I have this impulse to just get something I've already got some bids in, so don't worry about that.
Well, this auction closes midnight, February 28th. So anyway, these doors you bought, are they 1¾? Are they heavy? Do they have glass in them, or do they weigh more than 40 pounds apiece?
They do not. There's only one that is solid door, and that's to separate the living room from the laundry room. The rest are just, they're masonite, they're hollow core, they're just molded as opposed to just the plain builder grade flat doors.
Okay, then I would tell you should just patch the pair and a half mortises are on the doors, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, I would just patch that with a wood filler, sand it and paint it, and I would hang the doors with a pair of hinges.
Perfect. And then for the solid core going to the laundry room, do I need to add a third hinge for that one? Or it's still not quite 40 pounds.
Okay. What you'll do is you'll probably have to go to kind of a specialty shop. They make door, hinge, mortise, strike templates. And you're going to take a picture of the mortise that you're currently dealing with, whether it's a square corner, a soft radius, or a bullnose radius hinge. Then you're going to buy the strike mortise tool to match. And you're going to measure very carefully to the nearest 16th of an inch where that needs to go. You're going to set it up against the jamb, and you're going to strike it 3 or 4 times. It will perfectly mark where you need to take the wood out. Then you're going to take a sharp 1-inch wood chisel and mortise that down to the exact depth of the hinge. But don't try it without that template strike device. It makes it so much easier.
Perfect. Sounds good. Thank you so much.
Okay, man. Need to send pictures of all those before and after projects. We appreciate it. Christina and Clara, let's check time here. We're not going to be able to quite squeeze y'all in before we have to go on break, but I promise we'll take you right after the break. That's Christina and Clara, both calling with questions. And or Clara's actually calling with a calendar question, so we'll have to ask what that's all about. And then Christina with a roofing and plaster question. You're listening to Rosie on the House. We'll be wrapping up our 4-hour Saturday morning program in our next segment. We certainly appreciate all 5 lines are currently lit. If you get on hold and you have a question and we don't have time to take you on air, don't hang up. We never leave you hanging. If you get in, we'll take it. We're just going to have to take it off the air. So, with all that said, we're going to take a quick last break of the show and come right back.